Field Notes, July 5th, 2026, Jung's White Ant and the Membrane. In 1952, Carl Jung ran an astrological experiment that arrived by a completely different road at the exact verdict the scalar flower corpus keeps reaching. The tradition's marriage aspects carry no causal force that survives an honest test. He even discovered the failure mode our controls are built to catch, a hit in the first batch that cancels when the data accumulate. This is that story held to the membrane. Sayer G, a field note from Scalar Flower, dual system model. Companion to the layer of invariance, test 17, moon breath vocation, and the scalar inventory, occasioned by Armand Diaz, what Jung said about astrology and synchronicity 2023, with computational collaboration by the Hermes agent, Nos Research. Three boxes, one white ant among a thousand black in each, and the white ant emerging first from all three. Jung's own image for a coincidence too clean to be chance and too weak to be force. Why Jung belongs in these field notes. The scalar flower model was built to read a natal chart honestly, collapse the geometry to rotation invariant scalars, test whether those scalars carry structure beyond a fair null, and tag every claim real, arc, or interp, so that a beautiful idea never crosses a tier it hasn't earned. The empirical arc of the corpus is sobering and consistent. The geometry is real as geometry. It is not a physical force on Earth, test 15, and it leaves no measurable imprint on human lives even through its single strongest channel, test 17. Every bridge from the math to biography remains interp, unbuilt. That verdict is easy to mistake for hostility to the tradition. It is not. And the cleanest proof that it is not comes from the one figure the psychological astrology tradition most reveres, Carl Jung, who in 1952 ran the experiment we would now call pre-registered in spirit and reached our verdict 74 years before we did. Armand Diaz's essay makes the provocation sharp. What Jung said about astrology is not what most astrologers think. Astrologers invoke Jung's synchronicity as the one-word reason their art works, as above, so below. But Jung's longest written treatment of astrology sits inside synchronicity, and a causal connecting principle, and there he does something astrologers rarely quote. He counts, he finds the numbers non-significant, and he attributes the pattern in those non-significant numbers to the mind of the experimenter, not to the sky. That is the membrane in 1952 in a different vocabulary. One, the experiment real, what Jung actually did. Jung tested whether the classical astrological marriage aspects appear more often in the charts of real married couples than in random pairings. The design was disciplined for its era. 966 charts, 483 married couples gathered from acquaintances in Zurich, London, Rome, and Vienna, collected without disclosing the purpose. Three independent batches, evaluated as they arrived, 180, then 220, then 83 pairs, no selection, no backfitting. A control group of roughly 32,220 randomly recombined false couples. The 483 men and women paired with everyone they were not married to. About 50 classical aspects, conjunctions and oppositions among Sun, Moon, Venus, Mars, Ascendant, and Descendant. This is a married versus shuffle control design with a locked aspect list and sequential unselected batches. Strip the 1952 diction and it is recognizably the same shape as our own tests. A statistic, a fair null built by shuffling, and a pre-committed thing to look for. Two, what the numbers said real. The result, and only the result. Two facts have to be held together because the tradition remembers the first and forgets the second. Fact one, the striking sequence. Each batch's single largest effect was a different classical lunar marriage aspect, and each surfaced in order. Batch, end pairs, top aspect, classical meaning, rarity, 1 in 80, Sun-Moon conjunction, the oldest marriage indicator, while 1, 10,000, 2, 220, Moon-Moon conjunction, marriage indicator, left 1, 10,000, 3, 83, Ascendant-Moon conjunction, marriage indicator, while 1, 3,000, 3 lunar conjunctions, each a canonical marriage signature, appearing one per batch in sequence. Young put the combined improbability at roughly 1, 3, 10, 11 and reached for his white ant analogy. Three boxes, one white ant among 1,000 black, and the white ant emerging first from all three. Fact 2, none of it was significant. No individual aspect crossed a conventional threshold. The mean marriage aspect count was about 8.72 against an expected 8, nowhere near P0.05, and the decisive move, when the three batches were pooled, the effects canceled to overall non-significance. The sun-moon hit, the moon-moon hit, and the ascendant-moon hit did not reinforce each other. They washed each other out. Mean 8.72 versus expected 8. Pooled result, not significant. Young's own words, filed at real with the emphasis that matters. The classical expectations were confirmed in all three batches, which is extremely improbable, although taken individually, the figures are not significant. The later scholarly verdict is blunter still. Statistically insignificant results revealed that such connection between married couples and astrological aspects is merely chance. 3. The overlap that makes this a field note. Arch. Set Young's 1952 experiment beside test 17 and the structural rhyme is almost uncomfortable. Scalar flower test 17. Young 1952. One statistic fired, pooled vocation contrast, date shuffle P at 0.03. One aspect fired per batch, sun moon, then ask moon, caught by the pre-committed era confound null. Collapses to PY0.83. Cancelled on pooling the three batches, overall non-significant. Positive control passed. Planted signal recovered at PY0.05. So the null is decisive, not underpowered. Recombined false couples clustered tightly at chance. The control behaved. Verdict, clean, null. The catch is the credibility. Verdict, chance. The figures are not significant. Interp never licensed by a null. Jung filed the whole result as interp, synchronicity, not astrology. Both projects did the same three honest things. They pre-committed to what would count as a hit. They built a shuffled, recombined null, so chance had room to play. And when a hit appeared, they subjected it to a control that could kill it. Our era-matched resample, Jung's simple act of pooling more data, and reported the death rather than the birth. This is the deepest point of contact in the corpus so far, and it is worth naming plainly. Jung independently discovered the membrane discipline in 1952, and his experiment is a 74-year-old external replication of the scalar flower's own conclusion. The tradition's most serious empirical champion, using the tradition's own canonical marriage aspects on the tradition's home turf, found that they carry no force that survives accumulation. Our corpus, real geometry, arch structure, every biographical interbridge unbuilt, is exactly where Jung landed. There is even a layer two grace note. Jung's aspects, sun, moon, 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 ask moon conjunctions, are interchart angular separations, relational, rotation covariant quantities, not raw longitudes. In G's terms and ours, he was already reaching for layer two, the invariant relational structure, not the frame-dependent appearance. He tested the right kind of object. It still came back null. He tested the right kind of object. It still came back null. 4. Where the membrane holds the line, interp, here is where Jung and the scalar flower part company, and where the membrane earns its keep. Jung did not stop at chance. He proposed that the arrangement of those chance figures, three classical aspects surfacing in sequence, was itself meaningful, a synchronicity and a causal connecting principle driven by the emotional state and expectation of the experimenter. As enthusiasm for the experiment cooled, he observed, the favorable results leveled off. He suspected his own and his collaborators' interstate had for a while nudged chance into a personally meaningful shape. His follow-up qualitative experiment pushed the same idea further. Participants drawing chart pairs found aspects matching their own psychological states. Diaz's essay sharpens what Jung was really claiming. Astrology, for Jung, works as a projection of the collective unconscious onto the heavens. The gods are inner archetypes mapped upward, not external forces reaching down. And genuine synchronicity carries an elevated emotional value that ordinary chart reading lacks. The membrane files all of this at interp and declines to test it, not out of dismissal, but out of honesty about scope. 1. The projection synchronicity claim is structurally outside the falsifiable frame. Its causal variable is the observer's emotional state, and its connecting principle is defined as a causal. There is no instrument in the SFM for the first and no null definable for the second. Jung himself conceded the point. Statistics is unable to establish scientifically the principle of synchronicity. A claim that cannot fail a test cannot pass one either, and the membrane refuses to launder it into real. 2. The sky on people reading was tested by Jung and by us and did not survive. This is the falsifiable half of astrology's marriage claim, and it returns null on both sides of the 74-year gap. It stays at interp, now empirically unsupported. 3. Naming what we decline to adjudicate strengthens the membrane. It does not weaken it. The scalar flower's credibility has never come from what it accepts. It comes from what it refuses to accept unearned. Jung's synchronicity is the cleanest example in the literature of a claim worth stating, worth respecting, and impossible to test. So we state it, respect it, and leave it uncrossed. 5. What this opens, the honest rerun. Jung had 483 couples. Modern public data sets are far larger. Wikidata alone yields on the order of 16,000 plus public figure marriages with birth data. That makes a pre-registered replication genuinely runnable inside the SFM pipeline. A young marriage aspect replication on roughly 35 his sample, computed on interchart invariant scalars, layer 2, with the recombined false couple control and a positive control power gate of the kind that let test 17 report a decisive null rather than an underpowered one, predicted verdict stated in advance and held to the membrane, clean null. A batch order calibration test that formalizes Jung's actual discovery that sequential subsamples throw up unstable, self-canceling top hits. That is precisely the artifact our surrogate validity and multiple comparisons controls exist to catch. Reproducing it and then killing it would be a calibration of our own false positive machinery against the most famous example of it on record. Those are for the pre-registration file, not this field note. What belongs here is the overlap itself, and it is a genuinely striking one to be able to report. The founder of psychological astrology, running the tradition's own experiment, reached the scalar flowers verdict first. The geometry is real. The relational invariants are the honest description. And the bridge from the sky to a human life remains, on the evidence, Jung's and ours, unbuilt. The white ant came out of the box first 3 times, then Jung added more boxes, and it stopped. That is not a failure of the experiment. That is the experiment. Cast your own chart free, an astrology that can say no. Our hardest test lit up at PAU 0.03, then our own control collapsed it to PAU 0.83. We published the failure first, the pre-registered tests, the null model, the locked pass fail criteria, and the audit trail, including the nulls reported exactly as found. Sources, Diaz's thesis, Jung what astrologers assume, synchronicity needs elevated emotional value, astrology as projection of the collective unconscious. Armand Diaz, what Jung said about astrology and synchronicity, Medium 2023, medium.com. Experiment design, 483 couples, 966 charts, batches of Haiti, 220, 83, 32 the IQ, 120 false couples, 50 classical aspects. Seba Health, Seba Health, Jungian Alchemist, jungianalchemist.substack.com, Astrologers Forum, astrologersforum.com. Per batch, top aspects and rarities, white ant analogy, combined 1, 3, 10, 11. Seba Health, Seba Health, Reddit, Arger, Shadow Work Summary, reddit.com. Non-significance and cancellation on pooling, mean 8.72 versus expected 8. Astrologers Forum, astrologersforum.com. AIPR News, AIPrink.org, Synchronicity in Post-Jungian Astrology, Journal of Analytical Psychology, PMC, ncbi.nlmnih.gov. Jung's own words, taken individually, the figures are not significant. Experiment or state influence. Carl Jung Depth Psychology, Carl Jung Depth Psychology site.blog, AstroDienst, AstroWiki, astro.com. Second, qualitative experiment. Statistics cannot establish synchronicity. Journal of Analytical Psychology, PMC, ncbi.nlm.nih.gov, Modern Scale Dataset, 1608-61 Wikidata Marriages. Jan Jal Ek, The Astrology of Lasting Unions, 2025, blog jalcheck.zet, Layer of Invariance Framing, Test 17 Method and Verdict, The Membrane, Project Corpus, The Layer of Invariance, G in the Scalar Flower, Test 17, Moon Breath Vocation, Results, The Scalar Inventory, Tier Labels, Real, Astronomically Measurable, ARC, Structural Inference from Real Quantities, INTERP, Interpretive Meaning, Offered Openly. Every scalar flower test referenced here was pre-registered, with pass-fail criteria locked before any data was computed. The nulls are reported exactly as found. Never prediction, diagnosis, or advice. Scalar flower.